Unit 10.
Thanks for joining us today. We have a special guest to talk about erosion. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jones.
Thanks for having me.
Can you explain erosion?
Erosion is the process by which land, soil, rock, and stone are broken down, changed, and moved from one place to another. Erosion has shaped some of the most famous places in the world, such as the Grand Canyon in the US and the Himalayas in Asia.
Wind, water, and ice all play roles in breaking down the Earth's surface, right?
Yes. Weathering dissolves rock and turns it into tiny fragments. The tiny fragments form sediment, and this sediment is transported to new locations where it builds up, making new land formations of fertile land. River deltas are made mostly of sediment.
What other impacts does erosion have?
Water erosion also changes the shape of coastlines. Here, continual splashing by waves reduces rocks to pebbles and sand, sometimes taking it away from beaches. This process sends the coastlines further and further inland. The constant bashing of ocean waves also causes erosion on sea cliffs, sometimes boring holes that become caves.
Wind also creates formations through its never-ending power. Am I right?
Right. Wind carries sand, silt, and soil from one place to another, sometimes blowing into massive piles or dunes. Some sand dunes in the Gobi Desert reach more than 400 meters high. Wind polishes soft rocks and cliffs until they are smooth. Uluru, or Ayers Rock in Australia, is caused by wind erosion.
Can humans cause erosion?
Erosion is natural, but human activity can cause erosion to occur more quickly. When people cut down trees or plow soil to build roads and towns, the land can be blown or washed away. Landslides become more common then. Water rushes over exposed soil instead of being absorbed deeply into it.
I've heard that global warming, an increase in temperature around the world, causes erosion to speed up.
Yes. Changing climate activity has been linked to stronger and more frequent severe storms. Rises in temperature also melts glaciers more quickly, reminding us that erosion is a huge problem.
Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Jones.
Thanks for having me.